T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. City homeless shelters being inundated with illegal immigrants being bussed up here from the Texas border. A city council committee will hold a hearing today on how the city is coping with this challenge. Samantha Liebman with more live from City Hall this morning. Sam?
And Lee, the Legal Aid Society said to hold a press conference before that hearing to bring attention to a crisis they say was brewing even before the buses arrived. Catherine Cliff is a staff attorney there.
It's a result of lack of planning for what is always a surge in the summer in terms of the number of families coming into PATH. The eviction moratorium ended this year, so we expected to see more families coming in.
While the city initially failed to house several migrant families, she says they are now. However, with shelters at capacity, her group and the city council committee want to plan from the mayor, who had this pledge yesterday.
Every asylum seeker that comes to New York, we are going to get them shelter and support that they need.
So far, the mayor's plan appears to be asking for federal assistance, as Texas Governor Greg Abbott promises more buses. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live at City Hall.
Yesterday was a pretty good day to hit Rockaway Beach, unless you're the kind of person who's allergic to sharks.
Two sharks were seen in the water at Beach 73rd Street. Nobody is swimming there, not because of the sharks, but because a film crew is shooting a scene for a TV show. But just one jetty over at Beach 72nd Street, there were 24 people in the water. And Hattie said the shark sightings won't stop her from swimming.
Yeah, I know they got bit in Long Island. We're just hoping for the best, I guess.
And Jordan had already been in the water twice and said he'll go in again.
I like my legs and my arms, so I don't really want to get bit. But yeah, like, it's too hot to be like to shy away from the water just because of some sharks.
There are red flags on the beach, which usually means swimming is prohibited and no lifeguards are on duty. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at Beach 73rd Street in the Rockaways.
Sharks are apparently thinning out the crowds at Jones Beach, not by eating them, just by discouraging them. Regional Director George Gorman also credits air conditioners and backyard swimming pools. He says we don't see the huge crowds we used to. Gunfire in Queens last night. A 19-year-old who was shot in the chest checked himself into Elmhurst Hospital last night. Cops say he was shot inside a store on Elmhurst Avenue. There's no word as to why. They're looking for a man and a woman last seen in a white Toyota. A few hours earlier, four people came up to a 17-year-old on 118th Avenue in South Jamaica. One of them shot him in the thigh. He was taken to Long Island Jewish. Cops say they're looking for four teenagers. They were all wearing masks, maybe not strictly for health reasons. 36-year-old Jasmine Porter was found strangled in her home in the Bronx back in 1996. Now, more than 25 years later, the NYPD says they've got the man who killed her, 66-year-old Gregory Fleetwood, charged with murder. Police say he did not know Porter prior to killing her. The New York Post reports Fleetwood was arrested in 1987 for strangling a woman. He only did 7 years in prison for that. Jasmine Porter was killed shortly after his release. The city's heroin and fentanyl business may be suffering from a bit of a supply chain issue this morning following a raid on an apartment in the Bronx.
The special narcotics prosecutor called it a drug mill, an apartment right across the street from PS 57 Crescent on Crotona Avenue. Six men were busted and $5 million worth of heroin and fentanyl seized. And these neighborhood women said they had absolutely no idea the drug activity was going on.
I didn't even know, and I live right here. That's crazy.
It's mind-boggling because nothing really happens over here.
It's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
But inside the apartment, Special Prosecutor Bridget Brennan said in a bedroom, they found a suitcase filled with 300,000 glassine envelopes filled with heroin and fentanyl, and hundreds of thousands more glassine envelopes found in the living room. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds, on Crotona Avenue in the Bronx.
Yankees were working late last night on the West Coast. They didn't finish up till early this morning our time, but things turned out nicely for them. The Mets had a good day, too, even though they finished a lot earlier. Mark Renee with the recaps this morning. Mark?
Yeah, whatever Aaron Boone told his team beforehand in Seattle, they got the message and ended a five-game losing streak, beating the Mariners 9-4. As Jameson Taillon pitched seven innings for his 11th win, Aaron Judge hit his 44th home run, and Josh Donaldson went 4-for-5 with a homer and three RBIs. But the news not all good. Matt Carpenter fractured his left foot on a first-inning foul ball.
It's obviously not ideal. I mean, you know, pretty disappointing. But, you know, my mindset is that this won't be the end.
And he's hoping to be back for the Yanks' playoff run. Meantime, the Mets rode a first-inning two-run homer from Starling Marte to a 5-1 win over Cincinnati at Citi Field, where Chris Bassitt went eight innings on a season-high 114 pitches. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.